So today, Lauren Boebert was on Steve Bannon's War Room podcast, and she's not real happy, folks. She's not happy because, take a look at this article from Newsweek, Lauren Boebert gets put in a terrible, terrible position, just came out today, and it's all because Ken Buck, Congressman Ken Buck of Colorado District 4, has decided to retire months earlier than was originally thought. So this is actually, I think, a very well-written article, so I just want to take a minute, and it'll help you understand, you know, her squirming, her disdain, her dysfunction, and all of this. So it says, Representative Lauren Boebert faces a tricky decision following the surprise announcement that Representative Ken Buck of Colorado will be retiring next week, months earlier than he initially planned. And it just goes into the fact that he's represented Colorado's 4th district since 2015, had previously announced plans to retire from the House of Representatives at the end of his current term in January, which would have been perfect for Boebert. Boebert, who has represented the state's 3rd district since 2021, announced in December that she would be seeking the 2024 GOP nomination for Buck's district instead of her current district after concerns mounted about her re-election odds in Colorado District 3. Things weren't going too good for her. So it says, however, on Tuesday afternoon, Buck made the shock announcement that he accelerated his retirement plans considerably and would now be departing office at the end of next week. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson told reporters that the news came as a surprise to him. He will now be overseeing a remarkably slim GOP majority of 218 to 213 until a special election is held to fill Buck's seat, as is required by Colorado law for vacancies more than 90 days before a general election. So Boebert also faces this, folks, a tough decision now about whether to stay the current course, pursue GOP nomination, and contend for the seat in the general election, or enter the special election, which she answered that question, actually, on Steve Bannon's podcast today. As highlighted by ex-user Aaron Frischner and former GOP Congressman Adam Kinzinger, if Boebert were to enter the special election, she would have to give up her current seat in the 3rd District, creating a new seat vacancy requiring another special election, and run the risk that she might lose after doing so. So by resigning early, Ken Buck is giving an advantage to anyone but Lauren Boebert, Kinzinger wrote. She cannot run in the special election since she already occupies a seat, so another person will be elected to serve out the term, and it won't be Lauren. Very smart. So, the article also says, were Boebert to stay the current course, she would run into the general electoral trend that incumbents are heavily favored to win re-election, no matter how little time they have served in office. The Congresswoman's attempt to win the 4th district nomination has also struggled with voters there expressing displeasure. So here she was. She's on Steve Bannon's show, and this is what she had to say.
This is so screwball that nobody can understand it. Why are they doing this?
What they can do, and what I believe is the establishment party's, the establishment's intent, is one of my 10 opponents in this primary race can be nominated for the special election, and then they can run in both the special election and the primary election. So they would have the ability to double fundraising, have two different accounts where they're raising campaign donations into, and also gain that runway and be able to tout that they're the nominee and all of this stuff. I'm the chosen one. I'm not participating in their special election. I'm not offering my name as an option. I'm not leaving my constituents in the 3rd district. I'm not triggering a second special election in the 3rd district.
So it's interesting that she says she's not leaving her constituents in the 3rd district, but yet she is. Ultimately, she's trying to go to District 4. Does that make any sense, folks? I'm not going to leave you, but I'm leaving you. Okay. Okay, whatever you say.
Meaning, as the Congresswoman in Colorado 3, and I am going to win this primary. But this is why I need the posse's help. This is why I need everyone's help, because they are going to start pouring money into their chosen candidate, and this will be a very establishment Ukraine-first candidate that they are picking up. You can see the endorsements behind the Uniparty and many of the vacancy committee members.
As if it's terrible to fund Ukraine. My God. They're fighting Russia for us, you dimwit.
others are ready. You have former Senator Cory Gardner, who has endorsed a Ukraine opponent, a Ukraine First opponent
good.
Of mine.
Good.
And, you know, Ken Buck is good friends with him. And
so
their
what?
Fundraisers all work together. And
who cares?
So this is already setting the stage for one of my opponents to run in both elections. And that's why I need the grassroots to help me so they don't get any runway. We expose their this concoction that they came up with. We expose
concoction?
That they are rigging an election.
Oh,
and
now it's a rigged. Oh, now it's a rigged election. Right, Boebert? Okay. I mean, everything that they've done, he retires early and it becomes a rigged election. Ken Buck retires. Okay, I get it. Okay. It always goes back to that, doesn't it, folks?
Have their special election, whatever. Ken Buck screwed the 4th district. So sorry about that. Very
he
selfish.
Did not. He's retiring.
But I'm going to win the primary and actively
Ooh.
Work
Are you
to,
mad?
To serve Eastern Colorado and represent them in the next Congress.
I think sunshine's a little dim here today. It's a little cloudy there with Lauren Boebert. She's mad. I mean, he screwed the 4th district because he wanted to retire. I mean, is everything supposed to work out for her? And if not, it's a rigged election, folks. I guess that's the way it goes. Too bad. So sad, Lauren Boebert.